Just 11 years old, he was taken from his home village of Igbo in the Kingdom Benin and was sold into slavery. However, he was able to buy his freedom in the year of 1766 and later settled in London. It was here that he was first employed as a free man, and in 1786 founded the Sons of Africa, an abolitionist group consisting of 12 Negro men who advocated their campaign through various methods, including public speeches, writing letters, and active agitation of the Parliament. Alauda drew on his own experience as a slave in hope that it would provide an insight into how inhumane and vile the slave trade really was. He knew that these methods would appeal to the pathos of the people. In 1788, he led a group of men in support of the bill proposed by William Dolben to limit the number of slaves that a ship could carry. This was in an effort to improve the conditions aboard the slave ships. In that year, he also appealed to Queen Charlotte through a letter petitioning the end of slavery in England. In 1789, after much persuasion from his fellow abolitionists, he published his own life story. His autobiography, in liaison with his involvement in the abolition movement, made him a pioneer of the abolitionist cause, and he spent much of his later life travelling around Britain and Ireland delivering speeches. His prominent role in the British abolition movement of the slave trade made him a well-known abolitionist and gave him status that no Negro man in his day could have envisaged. He was respected by both Negro and white folk, for he was an educated man and a born leader. It was made clear to society how ghastly and sadistic the slave trade really was, and Alauda and the other abolitionists gained growing support, proving Alauda to be a significant figure of the British abolitionist movement of the transatlantic slave trade.